Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mathis Media Hub Radio. I'm so glad you're here today. It's 85 degrees, hot, 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 but it's near summertime, and that's what we've all been looking forward to all winter, right? Right. So today, guess who's back? Brian Thornton, Brian G. Thornton Designs. Brian Thornton is a principal and owner of Brian G. Thornton Designs, BGTD. It's a design and consulting studio for hospitality, commercial, retail, and residential design. His designs are Pinnacle Entertainment, Marriott, Hilton, and Goldman Sachs properties are noteworthy. And we're going to talk more about that when I get him on the show, which he's on right now. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Good afternoon, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing just great. You know, we were talking before the show, and I was saying how excited I am to have you on again. You were marvelous last time. This time we're going to find out what's new with you. And I know you've grown in business, and you're in new offices. So tell us all about it. What's been going on?
Well, you know, I guess following up the recession, things have kind of taken the natural step, and, you know, we've had our hiccups here and there, but for the most part, we are far better off now than we were, you know, let's say 5 years ago. And Vegas, I'm happy to say, is finding its way back. You know, people are back to work, and people who have left are thinking about coming back, and the cranes are going back up in the sky. Gas prices are going up. Construction crews are building new homes in all of the different areas, particularly in southwest of the Strip. So, you know, it's prosperous. Things are good.
Yeah, because I remember the last time you were on, we were sort of talking about how things were going sort of downhill because of the recession and this and that and the other. So this is very, very good news that things are, you know, picking up.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yes,
yeah,
they are.
So tell us a little bit about you, Brian Thornton. Now, you were born where?
Born in Washington, D.C., Army brat. You know, I like to tell the story that I was conceived in Japan, and my father said, oh, no, 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 and put my mom on a ship and sailed her back to D.C., and I was born at Walter Reed Army Hospital.
Wow. So, all right, so you were conceived in Japan. That would have been awesome, don't you think?
I think so. My brother and sister actually finished their schooling there. They were a lot bit older than me, and they finished high school there, and then I surprised my mom and came along, so that kind of disrupted things for the family for a bit.
For a bit, right? So, you know, just to remind us, when you were growing up, was design your passion, or what else did you have in mind of doing, if anything?
Well, you know, growing up with older parents that were a bit more established, college educated in the late 50s, you know, they had settled down, and we lived in a great house, and I just took to, you know, the design and the style of the homes in and around the, you know, the D.C. area we lived in, which was Blagden Terrace, which now we couldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. It's just astronomical to live in that area just outside of Rock Creek Park. But back then...
like New York. Like New York City.
Exactly.
If you had any... Yeah, you should have held on to it if you had anything in New York City, because now it's crazy.
Exactly. So, you know, growing up in that neighborhood and seeing, you know, all these well-to-do, established families building homes, you know, contemporary homes with flat roofs, and they weren't row houses. They stood out to me, and my mother would, you know, take me around in tow, you know, visiting her friends, and, you know, and I'd be there playing on the floor and, you know, running up and down the house, and, you know, she'd ask me to sit still and be quiet, and she'd give me, you know, a pen and paper, and I'd sit there, and I started drawing what I saw.
Yeah.
And they'd say, Flora, something's wrong with your child. He's drawing my house.
Wow. So you had the bug even then, with that small.
Yeah, before age five. And, you know, it's funny. I just, you know, since I've spoken to you last, I actually bought a home here in Las Vegas. And, you know, everything had been in storage for about 7 years. And mm-hmm. when I unpacked, it was like Christmas and New Year's and
wow.
Hanukkah all over again, you know, just getting all these gifts of opening up packages that I hadn't
right.
seen in years. And I actually found my mm-hmm. sketchbook from when I was a kid. And just
wow.
to look back now on things, you know, drawing floor plans and, you mm-hmm. know, I didn't know they were called elevations, but, you know, the front of the house and
right.
the side. You know, and looking at things as a teenager even, you know, that weren't even in vogue then. I was looking at a floor plan, and I had put the laundry room in the master bedroom closet. Not just
really?
On the second floor, but in the master bedroom closet, which is very much a trend now. If you live in a
yeah.
large home, there's
right.
more than one laundry room.
That's right. That's, wow, Brian. You know what I was thinking while you were talking about that? I said to myself, wow, what if you put together a book about a person's life, I mean, the beginning of your life and until now, and put in pictures? That's a great table book.
Well, you know, I watch our buddy Shonda Rhimes and her success on her Thursday
oh,
night
yeah.
shows, and I'm thinking,
yeah.
you know, I've been here now almost a decade in
mm-hmm.
Las Vegas, and some of the things that I've witnessed that have, you know, made my life certainly a little bit more colorful and that much more interesting, I could put together a book, you know, and it wouldn't necessarily need to be a tell-all. I could just
right.
tell it like it is, and it would be a top seller because it's just that much going
I'm
on
sure.
here.
I'm sure.
I would have
yeah.
to change some names, however, or they'd kill me.
That's funny. But, yeah, that would be a terrific book. You know what your life was like or people that you've been with, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm sure it's been colorful and just dynamic, truly dynamic. So
you couldn't write a script for some of the things that I've witnessed here. You couldn't write a script. Seriously.
Really? Wow. Wow. Well, you know, for someone who's listening, they probably want to sit down with you and oh, that's interesting. I think I'll write a book about Brian Thornton. So, anyway, if you do, just contact me and I'll contact Brian or call him directly. All right. So, so what? From there, you went on to college, and right? And then you studied design, architect, right?
Architecture, yeah. Yeah, well,
uh-huh.
I knew coming out of high school, you know, pretty much what my career path was. You know, both of my parents were academicians, so they were very sure that, you know, out of all the kids, this one's going to, you know, finish high school, finish college, and have maybe one or two degrees. And, you know, when it was clear that I wasn't going to follow my father into the military, well, he said,
mm-hmm.
well, fine, you're going to find a profession. And they knew I wanted to be an architect. I mean, all the signs and all the books that I was reading and, you know, the courses and coursework that I took in high school, you know, led up to that. And so it was just a natural progression. But I wanted to get the hell away from small town Hampton where we were growing up. But there was, you know, a perfectly good school, you know, highly accredited architecture school. My father knew the dean, John Spencer.
Oh.
And so,
okay.
you know, in high school, I was getting, you know, the reading list for freshman and sophomore year, you know, because they said, you know, Colonel Thornton, you know, your son wants to come in our program. We'd like to help him along. So, you know, I had
wow.
sort of a leg up, you know, in that regard and, you know, finished high school on Thursday and started college on Sunday, you know, and it
wow.
was, you know, a pre-college program. But the coursework there was challenging, and
right.
I soon learned, you know, that I didn't know everything, and I started hanging out with some of the upperclassmen, because this was a 5-year course. You know, it was a Bachelor of Architecture program. And, you know, it was tough, you know, trying to maintain, you know, just, you know, all of the coursework, you know, for your English, your math and sciences.
Sure.
And then start to take on the architecture courses as well. But I ended up graduating on time and coming back to my alma mater, and I actually taught architecture for 2 years as a visiting lecturer. Yeah, yeah. So,
Very
you know,
nice.
That kept me in the Hampton, Tidewater, Hampton Roads area, you know, a little longer than I wanted to be, but I had a great job at a firm that had a contract to do a lot of the work on the campus. So we had just gotten a new college president who's actually still there, Dr. William R. Harvey, who has been there for 30-some years. And so I was fortunate enough to be working for the firm that got the contracts for designing the first high-rise, truly high-rise dormitory on campus, and did the master planning for, you know, several buildings which now have come into fruition. I just noticed there's a new student dining hall on the waterfront, which was something I drew in 1981, you know, as a 23-year-old.
Really?
So, you know, it's exciting for me to look back and see things that, you know, that I was, you know, coming right out of school. No kid gets that opportunity.
That's right.
That was very good for me to do that and to design McGrew Towers, which is probably aging now, but certainly, you know, in 1982, 83, that was a big deal, you know, to have a co-ed high-rise dormitory on a historically black college campus. You know, I was very proud of that.
Very nice. You know, I'm also thinking to myself, a lot of people don't get the opportunities that you have or had. And people sometimes don't know what direction they want to go in, but you knew when you were 4 or 5 years old. So what is your advice on people who don't know what direction to go in? Should they hold on to their initial passion, what they want to be? Because a lot of people go off tangent. They go to this, they go to that, they go to the other, and then when they become older, they go back to the thing they really wanted to do. Well, you know,
isn't
what's your guidance
true?
On that? Yeah.
You know, it's funny. You know, I knew that I enjoyed teaching, but I also enjoyed, you know, being on the creative side. So blending the two for me has just been great. And I've got two really great young guys, I call them young, in my office, and I watch them, and I see the things that they're doing, and, you know, and I look at where I was at their, you know, when I was their age, and it is a passion of mine, you know, to not only give back, but to, you know, to offer that guidance. And I don't want anyone to have to step in the same holes I stepped in, you know, because then the profession is never going to really grow. And, you know, doing, you know, internships, and we're battling over that word now. What should you be called, you know, before you get your license, but you're a graduate and you have a degree? You know, they're battling over that word now. I'm not going to go off on that tangent. But, you know, when you do have young people that you know, aspire to do one thing or another, it may not be architecture, it may be interior design, but there's so many different areas that are related now. You know, if you can draw, or if you know how to you know, find your way, navigate your way through any of these modern computer programs. You know, I'm sitting here looking at three renderings in my office, you know, digitally produced sketches. Actually, they're more than sketches. They look like live photographs that these young architects have taught themselves these programs, and they can actually render the interior of or the exterior of a space before it's completed. And they've got lighting programs, and it looks like a photograph. And that has been one area where you find someone who may not necessarily be strong in design and design leadership, but they understand the technical aspects. and they have the patience for working through these programs, and they can sit there for hours and hours, and you feed them all of the materials, the wall covering, the tile, the samples, and they can turn this into, you know, a great drawing tool that helps sell the project to the client before it's built.
Wow.
You know, so I try to tell these people, you know, if you're not, you know, if you're not doing what you like in a profession, is there something related that you can be doing so you're not throwing away all of that training and skill set?
That's right. Well, we're going to go to a commercial, and we'll be right back with Brian Thornton. Hold on.
Here is a well-documented fact. Humans spend approximately 33% of life in bed. That's a good reason to consider bringing your bed into the 21st century with Function All Linens. They'll change your bedtime forever. Designed for every kind of bedtime you can imagine, these fun and functional bed sheets have his and her side pockets that hold pretty much everything but the kitchen sink. The pockets allow you to have your cell phone, iPad, remotes, and anything else you need within your fingertips' reach at all times. No more cluttered nightstands. No more fumbling around in the dark. Simply reach for your pocket. Experience the affordable comfort and pure luxury that only Function All Linens can offer. For more information or to order, visit functionall-linens.com or beddazzle.com.
You're listening to Mathis Media Hub Radio. Today we have Brian Thornton of Brian G. Thornton Designs. And he's our guest again. I have him on a second time because he's just absolutely a super guy. Now, you've moved to a larger free space area, and your staff has gotten bigger. You've gone from, Verizana? The Verizana, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
to,
you mean where we were located?
Yes.
Oh, we were inside a hotel room with our clients at Goldman Sachs, who owned the Stratosphere Hotel. So we were there, and it made sense, you know, initially, you know, during the recession, we were there on site. We were working on multiple projects that they were renovating. So, you know, we were acting in the role of in-house design staff. So we were working on the casino, working on several restaurants. We actually were instrumental in working with the team that put Sky Jump on the roof, which is their, you know, signature tower from the 108th floor. You pay your monies and you put on a jump suit, and it's a tethered or controlled drop 3 seconds from the 108th floor to
wow.
the second floor. So we were involved with that
wow.
as well. Over
the
years,
G-force,
you know,
for that. What is it? What do they call it? G-force.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't tell you, but I know this much. I'm not going to find out either.
I don't blame you. I've seen
those people, and it's funny, you know, they there's a retail store at the base, and of course they want you to purchase your pictures of you landing, and you get your picture taken with the flight suit on. And I asked the owner one time, and it's a little off color, but I said, have you ever had to throw away a couple of those flight suits? And he said, no, we haven't had to. No one has soiled themselves coming down. But that's just an experience I don't think Brian's going to be doing anytime soon. But we did actually grow out of that space. And, you know, during the recession, we, you know, here again, you were talking about, you know, your passion. If you're not doing mm-hmm. what you want to do. There were so
right.
many other things that I wanted to do. And one of those was product design, you know. So doing anything that's not on shelf, not defined in Home Depot or Lowe's, or that special piece of furniture that just had the right size frame that's going to work. And,
right.
you know, then
yeah.
I got into designing fixtures for bathrooms, you know, the faucets and the tub filler and the handles and the towel bar. You know, working with metal, you know, playing a frustrated sculptor, you know, and very, very talented individuals over at the Pfister brand in Southern California. I was, had an opportunity to do that. So I went more of that, and working out of 350 square feet, and it was three of us at the time, just wasn't conducive and creative. So we found a space, and we didn't even know it at the time, that had belonged to another successful architect in town.
Oh.
And it literally was moving. It just had access to light and air. The ceilings are 10 feet, and we can spread out.
Wow.
Ironically, we're still sitting around the same workbench that we brought from the old space. And it's kind of like a postpartum, but we're designing all new furniture just to make it our own. But even since we've been here, I've just watched the guys and how efficiently they work, and I think it's just better all around, to have a better environment.
And that must be a great feeling to have your own business, to be the, not to to answer to anyone else. How do you feel about that?
It has its moments. There are days when, the phone rings and there's a problem and, you're like, oh, I have to go tell such and such. Oops. No, I am such and such.
That's right.
I've got to handle that problem. The shipment from China didn't make it, and something else happened, and the furniture showed up broken, and I'm the one that has to deal with it. But the satisfaction does come from, the client picking up the phone and, after all of the dust is settled and saying, Brian, you and your team really did a great job. We wanted to work with you again.
Yeah.
That's the largest person you can get.
You're breaking up for some reason. You're breaking up for some reason? Are you on a... Okay. All right, go ahead.
Is that better?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. I'm sorry. I was just saying the best compliment you can get is to have a repeat client.
That's right. That is the best compliment you can get. And to have a repeat client is really good, because that client tells another client and so on and so on and so forth. So basically, for people who are listening, that's a good way to grow your business, right?
Absolutely. Growing your business, word of mouth, is it's old school, but it works. And nowadays with social media, it's the best thing that could have happened, with things like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and my favorite, LinkedIn. That's how we met.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So social media is very important, and you have to, you don't have to be social media savvy, but maybe you do, or get someone who is social media savvy. But social media has to play a part, right? Yes.
Absolutely, and I try to spend an hour a week on that, usually Friday mornings if there are no meetings, or Sunday mornings I'll read all of my messages, but the key is to respond to each and every invitation. If you're not, you can politely decline, but it's always fun for me to see how I'm connected to that person. And then writing a little note back, it's not going to kill you. And then you never know. I mean, I've made some wonderful friendships and relationships during my social media.
That's right. Now, what's going to be in the future for you? Anything that we should know about, or something in the works, or something you're thinking about doing?
Well, I think that's a great question. Thank you. The future, with this move comes new branding, making sure people understand we're a little bit more than an architecture and interior design firm. We do product design, we do graphics, all of that is interrelated. And I'd love to, make sure that the staff that is with us is growing in those areas because they have all of those skills.
Wow. So product design, graphics, you're really blowing up. And let me ask you, years ago, did you ever foresee this for yourself? Or did you just think, well, I'll be an architect somewhere and that's it?
You know what? I think I did see myself as an architect, but I thought that I would be designing, you know, maybe a famous skyscraper or something. I mean, that's the way it was 30 or 40 years ago. But now, you know, architects are in theater, architects are in cinema, you know, in all types of media and design. And there are no limits. And my parents always taught me that. And I want to make sure that anyone who works with me understands that there are no limits.
Wow. And no, there aren't any limits at all. And you make it. And it's good that you mentioned that, because that's very important for people to know. A lot of people haven't been told that by their parents, you know. But listening to people who have lived by that and how successful they are is always a plus. So, which is really good. I am looking forward to that book. You didn't even mention a book. What's up with that?
Well, before the book, you know, I'm going to put the cart before the horse. Usually the book comes first. But I want to definitely flush out my interest in media, and perhaps having that television show that teaches, you know, a little bit more than HGTV and not quite going back to school. But there's an opportunity. I do want to make sure that I follow my dreams and get that done.
Good for you, Brian. You are such an inspiration. You really, really are. And an inspiration in your field, an inspiration in getting things done in life. You're an example for that. And I'm so glad that I know you, and I'm so glad that you came back to the show. I appreciate that.
Back at you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you. All right. So I am going to let you go so you can go do some more designing and more creating and more thinking about the book that you're supposed to be writing. And how about that? So I want to thank you so much for coming on, Brian. Friend.
Thank you for having me.
I can say. Yeah, absolutely. Take care.
Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
All right. Will do. All right, that was Brian Thornton, Brian G. Thornton Designs. He is seriously blowing up. For those who are listening, I'm sure you've got a lot of tips and bits from Brian, which is absolutely, absolutely wonderful. So take care, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. This has been a Mathis Media Hub production.